Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Rock signs a multi-year deal with the UFC. John Moxley makes a surprise indie show appearance. Major tag team appears at Impact's tapings. And all of your questions answered, or all of the ones that have come in by the time I'm recording this. Hello and welcome to What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard, on the solo Sunday news on this very chilly, very grim, very frosty Sunday. But hey, what's not frosty is we've got wrestling news, wrestling chatter to get into. Before we do that, though, of course, be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all of that good stuff. And also, I hope you're having a good Sunday. Whatever you've got planned, lined up for the rest of your Sunday, or if you're watching this at the end of your Sunday, I hope it's gone cool beforehand. But anyway, I hope Sunday's gone well, or as well as it can be for you. Lots of nice food, lots of chilling out, lots of doing nothing. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, wrestling news before I start rambling already. And The Rock, the great one, the people's champion, the bona fide WWE Hall of Famer, whenever they want to put him in, the biggest superstar in Hollywood, has signed a multi-year deal with the UFC. Now, this is a caveat, because don't be expecting Rocky to be getting in the cage and laying the smacketh down on some poor jabronis in the UFC. This deal is actually for The Rock's Project Rock sports brand, which is, that's kind of under the Under Armour banner, as it were. Basically, The Rock has signed a deal for his Project Rock to be the official footwear partner of the UFC, a global partnership arrangement this is, for multiple years. Now, the financials of this deal have not been revealed as of this recording. The announcement was made last night, which nicely coincided with UFC's big event where Francis Ngannou retained the UFC heavyweight title, and this deal was in place at that event. Now, the deal basically is for male and female fighters and their corner teams to wear Project Rock gear, the footwear, the trainers, and probably other merchandise stuff for Fight Week events, for training, for public trainings, for weigh-ins, for the walk to the cage on Fight Night itself, and that came into play last night. Now, this is a deal that was previously done by Reebok, but yeah, Reebok's out of the equation. It's all about Project Rock, brother. Now, The Rock himself has put a comment out, historic. I'm honored and proud. Project Rock is the official global footwear partner of the UFC starting this weekend. All athletes and teams will rep Project Rock footwear. Tweeted, that was from The Rock, the great one. This isn't the first time that The Rock's had a dabble with the UFC. He is a longtime friend of Dana White, the UFC president, but also he's present at UFC 240. Basically, when it was Jorge Masvidal, it was Nate Diaz for the BMF, which you can, I can't say what that stands for on here, but it's better than GYF, that Jericho thing. The Rock was present to basically to hand over the BMF title to Masvidal after he beat Nate Diaz. So yeah, The Rock and the UFC are going to be working for multiple years from here on out. Now, on more of a wrestling, because that's a headline that The Rock signs with UFC, but in terms of proper wrestling, as in people in the ring slapping each other around the face, John Moxley did just that last night for WrestleFest 26. To give it its full title, this was Northeast Wrestling's WrestleFest 26. I have it written down there across from me, where he turned up as a surprise. From what I gather, it was supposed to be Jay Lethal was supposed to be there, and Mox was a replacement, which is a hell of a replacement. I mean, Jay Lethal is a fantastic wrestler, a fantastic promo, a fantastic all-round performer. John Moxley's John Moxley. that's a huge name to get in. He was in the opening match against Channing Thomas, where Mox picked up the victory, of course. So the Death Rider rolled into WrestleFest, cracked some skulls, and is now set for action again tonight, Sunday night, as of this recording, where he'll defend the GCW World title against Homicide at the World on GCW event from the Hammerstein Ballroom, which is a stacked card. And that match itself is sure to be great. Now, an interesting caveat when I was looking into this event, WrestleFest 26, the main event was Bully Ray and Enzo. Now, that's a tag team going up against Adam Scher, the former Braun Strowman, and Eric Redbeard, the former Eric Rowan. Now, what makes this particularly interesting, of course, is to me, I'm thinking, any conversations going on there, lads, behind the scenes? Just because, of course, Bully Ray was Bully Ray. And was very outspoken is the word. He just caused some controversy, which he does have a habit of doing, of course, on Busted Open Radio this week, where Mox made his big return on Dynamite on Wednesday, opened the show, got a massive pop, looked in great condition, looked healthy, and gave this really impassioned, inspiring, kick-ass promo. It's not even a promo, it was just an honest speech sprinkled in with some wrestling promo, where he then talked about how they basically put the AEW roster on notice and that he is thirsty for blood. And Bully Ray, he praised this promo, but he also said that the fans deserved an apology from Moxley in this promo. I'm a wrestling fan. I don't need an apology from that dude. He's been through enough. I just want to see him healthy and doing whatever he loves doing. If he wants to wrestle, great. If he doesn't, great. Just whatever keeps him happy. So yeah, Bully Ray was in the main event in a tag team match on this WrestleFest event. So you just think, like, wonder if they had a little back and forth, maybe? Because Renee Paquette, she was one of the first people to hit out of Bully Ray for his comments. Paige has done so. Mick Foley has kind of done so. It's like, you know, if Mick Foley's disagreeing with what you're saying, you know you're kind of wrong, because Mick Foley's one of the loveliest dudes in the history of professional wrestling. But anyway, Moxley made this appearance last night. He will be performing again tonight for GCW. And then presumably on Dynamite this coming Wednesday, where hopefully the seeds have been sown, brothers and sisters, for Bryan Danielson and Jon Moxley. So hopefully we get a bit more of that on Wednesday. This was Mox's second match back in action after his treatment for alcoholism. When he went through the rehabilitation, inpatient, as it were. That first match back was on Rampage this past Friday against All Ego Ethan Page. And after that, there was that little kind of Mox is walking to the back, and you've got Bryan Danielson with the biggest, I'm not sure I can say the word I'm going to say, so I'll say turd-eating grin, and just a sarcastic applause at Mox, which is hinting at something more to come, which I'm very much looking forward to. A quick spoiler here for, so turn away if you don't want to hear now, Impact Wrestling, they had some tapings over the weekend, and last night, this is from Fort Lauderdale, from Florida's Charge Dodge Center, and a major tag team finally made their arrival in Impact Wrestling. It was announced ahead of time, so it's not a spoiler there. It's maybe a spoiler what they did. Either way, mute me for a bit if you don't want to hear this. But the Gorillas of Destiny. Yes, the Gorillas of Destiny have turned up in Impact. We were told ahead of time, I think it was, beginning of this month, that it was known that they were coming to Impact. They were present at these tapings yesterday on Saturday. They, of course, interacted with Jay White. They interacted with the Good Brothers. They interacted with Violent by Design. We even got a match as well. This was all done to set up, basically, we've got No Surrender on the horizon. Now, at these tapings, you had Tamatanga Tangaloa and Jay White defeating Violent by Design, which is Eric Young, Joe Doring, and Dina. And this is to set up Eric Young versus Jay White and No Surrender. And then, interestingly, it's going to be the Gorillas of Destiny challenging for the Impact World titles, the World Tag titles, held by the Good Brothers at No Surrender. So, yeah, No Surrender's at the shape of Impact, man, is in a good place. I feel like any chance I get, I mark out for Impact here. And I used to for Ring of Honor, and now I don't know if that's ever going to be a thing again, at least how I used to view it. And the NWA. Throw some love wherever you can, I think. But Impact, yeah, if you've been sleeping on Impact, go and check it out, man. It's great. And also, again, a spoiler but not a spoiler, just seems like there's some interesting stuff going on with Josh Alexander from looking into these tapings, but you can find that information out online, so if you want to go into that. But yeah, here for Josh Alexander all day long. And that's kind of it for news. It's that weird weekend where it's like the Royal Rumble's a week away, GCW, the World on GCW is tonight, there's no big shows or anything as of last night, so the news is a little thin on the ground.
That's professional. That's professional.
I'm getting onto the questions bit now. This is where you throw in all of your questions this morning to basically give me something to do on this Sunday morning. I love answering questions. Last week, there was lots of Bret Hart questions, which I'm forever thankful for because you're Bret Hart. But yeah, let's get straight to it. I'm going to be quick and hopefully concise on these, but that's probably clearly a false promise. Frank Slipper. Hello, Frank. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you. With all the hype of the Forbidden Door being open, do you think the Rumble will disappoint? Yes and no. It depends on your own expectations, really, Frank. Or should that be Mr. Slipper? I think with a name like Slipper, you deserve to be properly addressed. But I think if you're going into the Royal Rumble expecting people from AEW, yes, you're going to be disappointed. If you go into the Royal Rumble expecting people from New Japan Pro Wrestling, there's a 95% chance you're going to be very disappointed. I think just because the main New Japan crew, it's the quarantine regulations with getting in and out of Japan at the moment. It means... I think it's like 2 weeks in isolation you have to spend. So the reality of getting somebody from New Japan, say an Okada or a Tanahashi, over into the Rumble, it doesn't really make sense. Now, there is New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong based in Los Angeles, so maybe somebody from there. But I think realistically, New Japan Pro Wrestling, you have to rule them out. AEW, I don't think that's happening. That talk of the speculation of Cody Rhodes, Yeah, I think it depends where you put your expectations as to how much you'd be disappointed. I think if you're expecting people from Impact, maybe. If you're expecting people from the NWA, maybe. If you're expecting the former Ring of Honor stars, possibly.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right, Mark Solid. Morning, Andrew. If AEW were to do an... it's easy for me to say. If AEW were to do an Elimination Chamber type match, which title would you be most interested to see defended and which wrestlers? I'd go for the women's title. Also, good wishes to Thumper on his road to recovery after leg surgery. Yeah, a little picture of Thumper with the old cone on, because Thumper is a dog, I should say, for anybody who's not seen the picture. It might be on your screen about now. So best wishes to Thumper. Always thanks for a doggo picture on a Sunday, Mark. I mean, if you're going to do an Elimination Chamber sort of match, the women's world title is, there's enough ladies there to fill out an Elimination Chamber. I mean, obviously you've got the MD, the good Dr. Britt Baker, you've got Thunder Rosa, you've got Mercedes Martinez, you've got Ruby Soho, Chris Statlander, Layla Hirsch, man, have Layla Hirsch go in there, legit Layla Hirsch, crack some skulls, take the world title, dominate everybody. But you've got, I mean, Serena Deeb, Jesus, man, absolutely killing it at the moment. One of my favorite wrestler on the world on the planet to watch right now is Serena Deeb. You've got Hikaru Shida, you've got Riho, you've got Nyla Rose, you've got Red Velvet. If you wanted to throw Jade Cargill into that, you could, but then part of the logic for me is like, well, as the TBS champion, maybe you keep her away from such a match if she's not going to win it. So yeah, the women are a good option. I think one thing that jumps out to me is I'd like to see maybe the TNT title in that sort of environment, only because I'm thinking just a Miro in that and just have Miro, because I think maybe you could do something where former champions automatically qualify for that match. And that's where Miro come into this and Miro just decimates everybody because Miro's a beast. But then, of course, if you were going to do the men's world title, Miro could easily go into that and do the exact same thing. Yeah, but you'd have to win his spot. So, yeah, I think you've got a good point there with the women. Me, I'm kind of leaning more towards a TNT title match, purely as well because Cody Rhodes has that title. And Cody Rhodes is doing a lot of first, brother. Like, right, okay, we want a singles ladder match. We want a table spot where I'm going to be on fire. And it's kind of going to look a bit naff because I'm going to kind of miss Andrade and set myself on fire. But I get the win anyway. Yeah, I think maybe Cody would make sure he was in this match regardless. Right, next question. Matt Reigns, good morning, my friend. Good morning, Matthew. Who are some of your personal picks you'd like to see in either Rumble this year? Have a wonderful Sunday, brother. And you, Matt, have a good Sunday, my man. Me, personal picks for the Royal Rumble? And this is a genuine answer. Marty goddamn Jannetty. Oh, Auto Tanker. I am not joking with these ones. As a kid, man, I've not long got done it. I'm rewatching lots of Rumbles. And at the moment, a couple of days ago, I rewatched Rumble 93, where you get the Martin Shaw match, which is good, but you feel like there's another gear. And then you find a story behind it that Marty was maybe not in the best condition to perform, should we say. Marty Jannetty, man. I'm always a Marty Jannetty mark. He's that guy that I can't quit him. It's like all the mistakes he makes, all the times he gets fired and hired, all the questionable social media activity about his stepdaughter, but not his stepdaughter, that thing, that when that happened, it's like, jeez, man. But as a big Rockers mark and a Marty Jannetty mark, Marty Jannetty's in there for me if I get to book this. Tatanka's in there for me. The 1-2-3 kid, man, or X-Pac, or whatever you want to call him. Sean Waltman gets in that Rumble. Just, I'm dying to see Waltman back. We know he's cleared. We know he's had, I think it was a knee surgery that it was a problem he'd had for years. And he's talked about himself how he'd love to be in a Rumble. He'd love to have one more match. He'd love for it to be in WWE. I think Waltman's a no-brainer for this. Then you look at Bron Breakker again. The story's actually a couple of days ago that Bron Breakker is probably going to be in the Rumble. I'm cool for that. Just treat him kindly, treat him nicely, have him look like a beast. And then if you look in elsewhere, I think Moose would be a really good fit for the Royal Rumble. Nick Aldis, I would love to see Nick Aldis there. I mean, Mickey James, that's Mickey James's husband. And you're thinking Mickey James is going to be at the Rumble as the Impact Knockouts Women's Champion in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Why not bring Nick Aldis along as well? The dude has earned a shot in that company, man. The dude has earned a shot in wherever he wants to go. I'm a big Aldis fan. Alex Hammerstone would be fun to see. Big fan of that, the MLW World Champion. Jacob Fatu as well, while you're talking MLW. That seems, why he's not in that company already. Again, Jacob Fatu, it just seems perfect, man. The Samoan werewolf, he has so much of, is it an unfair comparison to make? I don't know. There's a lot of Umaga to him. Jacob Fatu is a monster, man. Roxy, I think, is maybe a viable option for the Women's Royal Rumble, the former inaugural ROH Women's Champion. Raquel Gonzalez, man, get her up to that main roster. There's no point in her in NXT at the moment. She's done everything she can. But yeah, they're the kind of names I'm looking at. There's a mixture there of active non-WWE wrestlers. There's a mixture of NXT wrestlers. And there's a mixture of legends. Tatanka and Marty Jannetty. And the 1-2-3 kid, man. Right, Dan Risk, what do you think the future holds for the recent NXT wrestlers who've been appearing on main event? Tommaso Ciampa, Pete Dunne, Roderick Strong, etc. Fearful, man. I am fearful. It just feels like they've outgrown NXT as to what it is now. They don't seem to fit in NXT 2.0. 2.0, as Adam Wilbourn would say. Yeah, it's one of them where you look, again, it comes back to the size. You look at the size of the guys and you just know, regardless of how goddamn talented they are, Vince McMahon is just going to see a Roddy Strong, a Tommaso Ciampa. Maybe not Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne might have a fighting chance of doing something. But I think Ciampa, man, it's painful. But then the other side of that is you think that, okay, there's other options out there for these guys. So if WWE aren't doing anything with them, or they're just going to, yeah, he's just a Tommaso Ciampa, man, in NXT. He's been such a badass all the way through. His story arc, when you go from when him and Gargano came in and they never particularly teamed together, just to throw them in as a tag team and then fully become DIY, get signed, go on a tear as a tag team, put on those bangers with FTR and the Office of Pain. They just had a run of really great matches. Then the split. The story arc of Tommaso Ciampa, man, Tommy Ciampa, is a phenomenal one. And you think that if he goes to the main roster, nope. Roddy Strong, nope. Right, Grant Perkins. Here's a fun question. Hello, Grant. I hope you and Eva are doing well. If you could pick three active male wrestlers, one from Impact, one from AEW, one from WWE, to form a three-man stable that performed as three different, effective, and complementary two-man tag teams in the third man's company, who do you pick? I think if you go the monsters, the big guys, I'd go Moose, I'd go Brian Cage, and I'd go Damian Priest as a trio. And then there's the... the more fun side, where you go Chris Sabin. Chris Sabin, man, is so underrated. Chris Sabin, Dante Martin, because that kid gets me excited. He does stuff I've never seen before. And Ricochet, probably arguably the most underused wrestler on the planet. And then there's another final thought where it's Josh Alexander, it's Brian Danielson, and it's Tony Cesaro, and those guys are going to tie you up in knots. They're my answers on that. Hopefully that's I've answered the question correctly there. Printer Weeb has got in touch. We all love Hook's luscious hair, but if he had to compete in a hair versus hair match, who would be a worthy opponent to risk it on? Again, if it's AEW, it's going to be Cody Rhodes, because everything is Cody Rhodes. But no, I think Alex Reynolds, he's got a good head of hair on him. But I think the big match, brother, if you're booking it, Hook's big luscious hair, I think you put it up against Wardlow's man bun. I think that's it. I think that's the match. Book it. Book it, Tony Khan. And a final question from Dave. Mullen and Andrew, a happy cold January Sunday to you. All of the Marks in a Dave Mark house have COVID and are housebound stir crazies. Could you answer those this? From your annual rewatching of the Royal Rumbles, which one would you want to change the winner of to revise history? Firstly, Dave, thanks for the message. I hope you and the family are feeling a bit better, and I hope you're on the mend sooner rather than later. Get well, brother. As for the question, as for which Royal Rumble finishes I change, first one comes to mind, 1995, I would have the British Bulldog win. Davey Boy Smith does not get thrown out by that goddamn skin in the cat, son of a gun, Shawn Michaels. The Bulldog wins. That's the first one. And then the second one is one that the guy himself has talked about, I think 2001, where you've got Steve Austin and you've got Kane, where Kane just beats the tar out of everybody, got a stupid amount of eliminations, looked like a monster. It's when he had the singlet with the both arms showing and he just looked like a beast. I'd really like that version of Kane. And Austin himself said that he should have called an audible and had him be eliminated by Kane. Kane win the whole thing. But then, of course, you have, like, how do you get to Rock and Austin at Mania? They could have worked other ways out, of course. But then what do you do with Kane in the meantime? If he's won the Rumble and this is the time when, you know, there's only the one world title. So how, yeah, there's ways of doing that. But I think that's the bigger question. Yeah, okay, it would have been great. Kane would have been a great option to win that Rumble on the fly, but then where'd you go from there? But right, that's been it. This feels like it's gone on a long time, so apologies to editor Ryan if he needs to trim lots of this out. Thank you for coming and joining me on this Sunday. I hope whatever you're doing on your Sundays will be great. I hope you've had a fun one. Dave and the Markhams, I hope you're all on the mend, and I hope this COVID, I hope you kick its ass, brother. I've been Andrew Pollard at What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to follow us at What Culture WWE on Twitter. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment, and all the good stuff on this video. Be nice. It's a Sunday. And also, if you want, you can come and follow me on Twitter at Cultured Left Peg. You don't have to. I won't be offended. I can't promise it'll be exciting. But there you go. Right. Have a great Sunday, and I will catch you next weekend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.